Talking trash at Rosie on the House. Maybe a topic you might not consider as a home improvement topic. When I was convinced it was a home improvement topic is when I went on a vacation to San Diego Mission Beach. The year California was trying to decide whether or not to file bankruptcy, and they had stopped all trash collection.
Oh, that's special.
That made a special vacation. I mean, it was piled over your head, along the curbs, all along the streets.
Wow.
That's when I became convinced sanitation, clean disposal of our rubbish is definitely a home improvement issue.
Absolutely, home improvement and health and safety.
Oh, man. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. So anyway, let's talk a little bit more about this Reimagine. Y'all are coming up with some new incentives as well, new programs that are getting ready to launch here this summer.
Absolutely. Reimagine isn't just helping our residents reimagine how to do innovative things with their resources, but it's really challenged the Public Works Department in the city of Phoenix to reimagine how we can overhaul our operations to offer better programs for our residents to help them do the right thing with their waste. Two programs that we're going to be launching July 7th of this year. One is called Say R&R, which is Save As You Reduce and Recycle.
Okay.
And that's really going to allow residents who to be rewarded for actually downsizing their garbage container. So we'll be offering a medium-sized garbage container, so smaller than your normal one. And you'll still recycle with your normal size, and you'll be able to save $3 a month off your monthly utility bill.
Now, that would be an innovative challenge at the Romeros. Usually, when I wheel my black can to the curb, the lid won't close.
You got one hand on the can and one hand on the lid. You got to...
But my recycle...
11 grandkids, you know, you got a lot of trash there.
But my recycle can is full as well. I think, a decent job of separating, segregating everything.
That's great. But you know...
But a family our size would have a tough time downsizing that black container.
Yeah, you know, it's not for everybody, but it's definitely an option. And you know, we ask you to practice those 5 R's, you know. Did you know that at least 30% of people who do consider themselves strong recyclers, about 30% of what they throw away is still recyclable that people don't even know?
Now, I have a question for you, and this may be a little bit out of your area of expertise, so I apologize. Where I live, we don't have recycling as an option.
Okay.
What are my options?
He's out in the country.
Okay.
than the 55-girl barrel trash, you know, burning paper and stuff.
Yeah. You know, I think it's going to be more imperative that when you're out there and you don't have that recycling option, to figure out other ways to repurpose and reduce. But, you know, there are community recycling facilities out in the unincorporated areas that you can probably look up and find a place to go take it if you're so inclined to do that. You know, you could always...
We were talking about filling up Chase Field 7 times.
I'm never going to go to a baseball game again without picturing the entire Chase Field filled to the rafters with the kind of trash that I send away from my curb every weekend.
Well, the bottom layer covering the lawn from our house could probably be Otter Pop and Capri Sun wrappers.
Big items of disposal at your house, are they?
They are.
So you're also coming up with this green disposal.
Right. So as you mentioned in the last segment, a lot of what goes into that landfill is green organics or your yard waste.
Oh.
So what we're going to do is we're going to offer a third container for a nominal fee. It's an optional program where you could get a tan green organics container where you could just weekly, when you're doing your yard work, instead of waiting for that quarterly bulk trash pickup, you could just put your yard waste in that container, wheel it out with your other containers, your recycling and garbage, and one of our trucks will come by and pick that up and dispose of it for you every week. And that will go and get diverted, which will be mulched and grinded and turned into compost down the road.
Now, in Phoenix, y'all are currently having us put both of our containers out on the street same day, which is kind of new within the last year, 4 feet apart,
right?
Bring them both out. Two separate trucks come by and pick each one up. This would be a third truck that would just pick up the greens?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, three trucks coming through. You know, in some ways it looks like a lot of trucks coming through your neighborhood, but just thinking about all that waste that's not going to go into that landfill and get buried, that's really a cost savings to the resident. It's a cost savings to the city, and it's really going to help keep the city a beautiful place to want to be.
All right. Felipe Marino, Deputy Public Works Director for City of Phoenix, I know Saturdays are everybody else's days off. They're our work day. Thanks for taking one of your days off and joining us here at Rosie on the House.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciated the education, and it is an education. And I think if folks would come to the trash tour with Rosie, it would be a great education and enlightenment on how to handle trash at your house even before it goes into the container. So we're going to do a trash tour of the transfer station for City of Phoenix.
That's
RosieOnTheHouse.com. Let's do it through the website.
Okay.
Let's do it at the website, RosieOnTheHouse.com. Well, in the subject matter, just put trash tour 2014.
Info at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Info at RosieOnTheHouse.com. And is that the one up at Dixieletta and I-17?
Absolutely. North Gateway Transfer Station.
Just for a frame of reference for anyone interested.
Next week, we're going to continue the conversation of trash, something we didn't talk about today. What do you do with paint? Paint thinner. Batteries. Electronics. How do you get rid of all that stuff, and where does it go? We'll be covering that next week, as well as your questions on home remodeling and home improvement. Hey, y'all, have a great week.
Happy trails to you.